Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I got a question about Harbaugh. Because we got to do this before it gets too late.
Right.
And it's for Michigan fans. Is everything forgiven if he wins on Saturday night? The struggles of the first 6 years, the 0-5 record against OSU, the losses to Michigan State, the November record, is it all forgiven? Now, that's not for Rico or I, as scumbag Sparties, to really even weigh in. I'm not going to. It's not my coach. It's not my problem. But for you guys, like, look, people like Rieger or TJ Lang, TJ hates Harbaugh, like David even. David was very upset after the state game. I'm like, David, you can't talk about letting him go. You got to let the season play out. So here you are. It would take an act of God to lose to Iowa. I'm not making it up. Like, you're going to kill that team. So my question is all forgiven? Or can it be both, that you're very happy with the season, but it took too long to get here, and you still hold a little bit of a grudge?
Seth, I think all can be forgiven if they win, but because you forgive somebody doesn't mean that it takes away the hurt and takes away the pain that they caused you.
Well, Rico's going deep here. Are you talking about someone in specific?
No, I'm talking about for Michigan.
Should we cue up the Sarah McLachlan here?
We're all good, man.
All right.
We're all good. No, I'm just saying, but I think for a lot of Michigan fans, it's the dichotomy of, I forgive you, but the hurt and the pain are still there. You scarred a lot of people over the past 6 years that they're happy and they're ready to move on, but in general, people don't forget that quickly.
So let's start with this,
David.
This delicate flower. 248-539-9797.
Didn't mean to go deep on you guys.
David.
I want to remain consistent. I'm not forgiving Jim Harbaugh until he wins the national championship.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to stay consistent. That's what I've said.
David, I think it's okay. No, I think it's okay that you can forgive this man, but it doesn't mean that you forget what's happened and what he's done.
I'm happy with what he did so far.
Right.
He beat Ohio State finally. He's going to win the Big Ten championship game. He's headed to the playoff. All things are wonderful, but it's still year 7.
Right.
I need to forget it. I need and forgive him for 7 years, win the national
title. I think you can forgive somebody, but you don't have to forget.
I think holding someone to the national championship thing is tough. I think that's a little much.
No, but if you
winning the Big Ten, beating Ohio State, and making the playoff, come on, man.
If you waited 7 years.
Yeah. Okay.
What it looks like right now, he can get there. Now win it.
Because you could easily say, what took you so long? This isn't year 3. This is year 7. You've cycled through 2 classes. And now you're just getting here. That's why I said, I think you can forgive him. But I think people may have – people like TJ are going to have problems forgetting.
I think if I were a Michigan fan, I think the big thing is a sigh of relief. Like, okay, we've broken through. Beat OSU. We're going to win the Big Ten. I'm in Indy. This is great. But it would also open up the window to, okay, now show me. Show me this is not the exception. Show me that in the next 2 or 3 years we do it again.
Right.
Like, I think
that's what I'm saying. You can't forget.
Yeah.
It's like being with a deadbeat person. Like, I promise I'm not going to do this anymore.
He's talking about someone and he just won't say it. Who hurt you?
Nobody hurt me. It's the guy that just walked past. I'm speaking.
We're gonna find out. I mean,
I'm speaking for the guy who just walked past me and about to walk in studio over there.
Oh. Oh no. 248-539-9797. So let's get to the people. Let's see exactly what's going on. And again, it's okay if you've been upset over the last 7 years, but where are you now? Is all forgiven with Harbaugh? And don't tell me, well, if they win, let's presume they win Saturday night.
Again, we always thought that Ohio State was going to destroy Northwestern. And boy, those were close games.
All right, okay. I mean, I guess. Mike, Oxford. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? It's a results-oriented business, and it's what you've done for me now. I mean, look at Ed Orgeron. He won a couple years ago. They fired him. So I'm focused on the now, and I'm happy with Jim Harbaugh right now.
Right.
And I think it could be a lot worse. Jim Harbaugh, he beats the teams he should, you know, so... And, you know, it's beating these big games, and he's finally, you know, delivering a little bit. I know they lost to Michigan State.
Well, he delivered his first one, and that's a huge one. But, like, Mike, I think the biggest thing is it has to become the norm. Like, Lloyd Carr, I think he was 12-2 against top 10 teams.
Like you know what? All the boosters and everybody ran him out of town for some weird reason. So be careful what you wish for.
Oh, there's merit in it. There's merit in that. But yeah, live for the right now. I wouldn't be worried about, well, it took this long. I mean, look, I don't know. If I'd gone that long without winning and it finally happened, I think I could forgive a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, dude. If the Lions, like, for example, if the Lions were winning next year, we could care less what happened this year. So I don't get, I don't understand why, you know, you may not like Harbaugh personally, but if he wins, he could. You right. know, short of hitting babies, I could care less what he does, you know? I mean, no, really.
Mike, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think beating OSU has given him, as Rico put it, time. It's given him a reprieve. Mm-hmm. Look, I think everything hinged on that OSU game.
It did.
If they didn't beat OSU, do you know what the tenor of this show would be today? And again, it's not ifs and buts, and we're not playing the what-if game. I'm just making a point. There has to be a positive reaction for the result. If you were going to have this horrible, visceral, oh, if he had lost to Ohio State, 0-6, we lost to both our rivals, we didn't win the Big Ten. Everything hinged on that game.
Right. Didn't make it back to Indy again.
Right. So he deserves to be given some grace now of, okay, next couple of years, show me it's different.
But I don't think it's fair to ask some mission, like the guy who said, okay, all is forgiven. But just to wipe away everything that he's done because he finally did what he was supposed to do in year 7?
I think they're in the moment because that'll disappear next year. If they go, let's say they lose to OSU next year or lose to Michigan State again, like it'll all disappear. So in the here and now, it's incredible. And he's accomplished the ultimate goal and they're going to win the Big Ten. Again, I'm not being dismissive. Well, yes, I am. Iowa blows. They're non-functional. They're a terrible football team. So, yes, you're going to beat them. You're going to win the Big Ten.
Kurt Ferentz disagrees with you. TJ Hawkins said, I was winning.
Oh, get a haircut. Go to Jason, 97.1. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Mike Rico. What a pleasure, guys.
What's
hey,
up, man?
Mike, I'm with you. I think come Monday morning, if Michigan gets this done, I think Harbaugh's looking at a 10-year, $100 million contract. I think Michigan wants to give him this money. I don't think they want a coach that's about to win the Big Ten. If he does, you know, taking any kind of pay cut. And as far as forgiving this guy, I think if he's playing in the national championship game, I think all is forgiven with him.
And I'm with
the
you.
The way that they beat Ohio State, too. It wasn't just another win. It felt like something different. So I'm going to go on that. I hope they get it done. And come Monday, I think he's about to be one of the highest state coaches in football. I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate the phone call, Jason.
I agree, Jay. I really do.
Here's why I don't think that could happen, Mike. Unless you get Stephen Ross to pony up the money, you're in the middle of litigation. You're in the middle of a lawsuit.
Oh, no, you're not.
That you got to pay out.
Oh, that's not real.
All of, Okay.
Oh, that's not really happening.
You have to pay out all of those survivors.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dr. Anderson.
I don't know what you're talking about. Go Blue.
You got to pay out all those guys.
Got a great statue out there.
You optics, you're going to pay him $100 million and you still have to pay out the survivors?
Well, you're still out there saying they're channeling their inner bow. They don't care.
Okay.
I mean, it's clear they don't care.
Okay. Unless a booster comes in and pulls the Matt Ishbia and pulls
the play-by-play guy victim shame people.
Okay.
They don't care.
Okay.
That HBO Real Sports?
Yeah, that was great.
That disappeared the minute it was 7-0. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
I don't recall hearing anything about that.
You got victims on the president's lawn. They don't care. So you think one has something to do with the other? They don't care.
They're going to have to pay these people. I mean,
one has nothing to do with the other. They don't care. Their behavior is shown. They don't care. They're going to pay them $100 million. Look, I could separate the two and tell you as a football coach.
You know, it was funny. On the field, I didn't see anybody asking Aiden Hutchinson about that the way they did Cassius Winston.
They don't care. That's it.
Okay.
I don't think it happened. The statue and the building are still there. They don't care.
I just don't think he gets that contract.
Okay. And I do. And look, from a football perspective, he deserves it.
No.
He broke through.
He does deserve it, but I don't think that you can't in the middle. Okay. I know it. No, don't say it.
Okay.
Don't say it or I will throw something at you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.